Now, so like when we're talking, it'll be a straight recording, or are you going to stop and go?
I'll just straight record the whole thing, and then I'll cut out anything that does make for somewhat entertaining conversation.
Well, I'll try.
Welcome to the GM's Corner, a Brewster Baseball Association podcast where we put general managers on the hot seat and try to figure out how to use all of their very best secrets against them. My name is Ron Collins. I'm general manager of the Yellow Springs Nine, and today I've got the pleasure of having Valencia general manager Lee Honigsfeld here with me in the BBA Network studios. Take a look at the history of the league, and even way back in that venerable year of the 1970s, you will see Lee's name affixed to the Valencia Stars. So he is one of the true veterans of the BBA. Welcome aboard, Lee. I am really happy to have you on board here this afternoon.
Thank you, Ron. It's very exciting to finally be on a podcast. After all these years, right?
After all these years. You know, you're talking about all these years. You've had a couple of huge runs here with the Stars. Back in the 90s, you won four divisions in a row. In the late 10s and 20s, you won four divisions in a row. But the team has kind of fallen on some hard times recently. Finished this year at 66 wins. What are your thoughts right now as far as the Valencia Stars' overall situation in the season?
Well, the last 10 years, I think the Valencia Stars have gone through something I've never seen, where I would say about 90% of my number one, number two draft picks were all busted out. I mean, they went from four-star or five-star ratings down to one. So it was very frustrating because I never went through that before. So I'm a believer of building within. So when my within fell apart, the whole team fell apart. So we had to, you know, get some free agents in there. But every year, it was a big bust, except for starting the last 4 or 5 years. Finally, we're seeing good draft picks, and hopefully they'll make it all the way to the top.
Yeah, I think that's actually an interesting dynamic. And one of the things I was interested most in talking to you about is this reputation that you have as somebody who does build from within rather than does a lot of trading. Is that a Lee Honigsfeld kind of philosophy or personality, or is that just something that has come about organically through the way your team has been put together over the years?
You know, I've done some trading, like Flores, my ace, he came from a trade. But, you know, I do trading. I don't try to trade for some older veteran. Maybe I did that a couple times when I was in a championship run, but I like bringing up younger players. I like seeing what the game can do, how their talents can keep growing. And to me, that's the fun part, except for the last 10 seasons. It really hasn't panned out, so it's been kind of frustrating, though. So as far as what my philosophies are, just I like building within. I like the draft picks. I like building a winning team from within.
My take on that is that gives you a stronger feel of kind of this heart of the organization idea rather than a more mercenary take. When I'm doing that, that's the feel that I have. Does that resonate with you, or is...
Yeah, I mean, everything I do in life, I hate losing. So usually I start with a plan, and then if I get a good balance of young kids coming up, then I'll try to pick up some veterans, kind of like what, you know, Houston's done the last couple of years. They had a terrible team. They got some great rookies, and they kind of built it, and now they're adding like Verlander and a couple other nice veterans to the team. So that's kind of what I'm looking to do, is where, you know, you get a good core players or young players, and then you could take over time, add a couple, fill some holes with some good veterans.
There you go.
So I've been doing that. I have had a couple big runs where it worked out really good. But this, hopefully, in the next couple seasons, with all the young guys that got coming up, it would make a big difference, and Valencia will be in the mix of things again.
Recently, California's general manager Ted Schmidt started a conversation up on the forum about how you manage your minors, right? He feels like he has a feel for how to develop pitchers, but is completely in the dark when it comes to hitters. I don't know if you've had an opportunity to look at that forum conversation, but how do you look at developing players through the minors? Do you feel comfortable doing that? What's worked for you? What hasn't worked for you?
I like on the younger players, I like letting them develop little by little, like starting in the lower leagues and then little by little bringing them up and see if they're developing. Sometimes I see some managers bring up a guy who's a five-star prospect and only hasn't developed yet, and they bring them up a little too early. So I'm trying to like make sure that as they're developing, that they're when you bring them up, that they're really ready and they won't crash.
Do you look for anything specific as you decide when to promote guys from level to level? Are you looking at ratings or performance or a combination of both? Or what's your mindset on that?
I kind of look at the ratings, and then I look at the performance. So I have a couple guys now that some of the ratings are looking good, but the performances aren't really that strong yet in AAA or AA. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of waiting. I'll probably kind of leave them there again this year until I see their performances match the ratings.
Yeah, looking at your organization, it feels to me like you have a wave of infielders coming up in the AA range, and most of your pitchers seem to be more scattered, right? AAA, AA, single A, rookie leagues, and maybe that's partly because of the way that the drafts have gone recently.
I start off, when I started drafting, when you're filling holes, like Valencia had the last, let's say, 10 seasons, you have a lot of holes to fill because all those draft picks I drafted earlier weren't really working. So my philosophy, when it's not working, I go after the best player available. So you'll see that there's probably a lot of infielders, but there's also a lot of outfielders that's available coming up the next 2 or 3 seasons. I just started picking up some pitchers the last couple seasons, usually in the number two pick. So hopefully they'll be developed in the next 3 seasons too. So the last 4 or 5 drafts, I really didn't have one hole I needed to kind of fix. I needed to fix the whole team.
So you're kind of trying to orchestrate a timing thing in that sense. Together up in a particular moment. So are you looking at 20, 35, 36, 37? When do we expect to see a coming together of all of the Valencia prospects?
I would say, depends on how they develop, it could be about 20, the 36 or 37.
Feels reasonable from the outside looking in, but you never know.
You never know, right? They could all pop up tomorrow.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun. I mean, I need it. I just hate everything I do. I hate losing. So when your plan goes good, it goes good. When it goes sour, like this whole thing has gone the last 10 seasons, it's very frustrating to see, your number one picks or your number two picks is kind of totally fall apart within 1 or 2 seasons.
Yes, I definitely dislike losing. I've said that before. I'm a person who just does not completely understand the whole concept of losing on purpose in order to just get a draft pick that might end up crashing and burning. You're kind of poster child for the case scenario of losing on purpose, right?
I will never lose on purpose. I always put my best foot forward, my goal with this team is always try to get 500, at least 80-some wins, and of course we're falling short. I don't have enough depth, and then some of the injuries the last couple seasons kind of cost to me, so we'll see.
Alrighty, let me put you in the bright lights of the lightning round hot seat.
Okay.
Ask you a scattering of weird questions, kind of off the wall, whatever, and we'll just get your hot take reactions to it. And
got it.
Payback for that, if you would like to, at the end of that, ask me a question or three, whatever you want to ask is fine.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
Expansion this year. What are the best things and the worst things about expansion from a Valencia's point of view?
Well, expansion, at least we won't be one of the bottom teams this next year. I think expansion is very tough for the new team to try to pick up enough good players. And I like it because it gets the league stronger, more people in the league, more writing, more excitement. I never think it's a bad thing when Matt and you guys decide to expand the leagues. I think it's very good for the whole league. And also that means the league's strong. I mean, we wouldn't be expanding these many teams if the league was really weak. But we have a very good core, strong managers in the league. And I'm sure Matt and you guys, when you decide to expand, you looked at that and you felt that the league's ready for another couple of teams.
Yeah, I always think that the most important factor of expansion is it's very important to have a core of really fantastic GMs, and this league clearly has enough. As long as you have enough fantastic GMs to support getting bigger, then you should get bigger.
Right, and I've been around when we had not that much support, and you had to kind of cut back a little bit. So, Matt runs a great league. It's been around for many, many years, and he really knows what he's doing. So, when he says we're ready for expansion, I just, of course, go with it. I think it's always a good thing.
You go into the off season with several coaching spots vacant. What is your philosophy on coaches? What do you look for? Are they important to you? What are your thoughts?
I think as they get higher up, I think the ratings mean something. It's harder to get guys in the lower level with a good good rating or excellent rating because they don't want to coach there. So we're probably going to look at filling in after the next sim. get some more guys into the system, more coaches.
Let's move away from out of the park, away from the BBA. Let's talk about your home life away from work and away from the game.
Okay.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
My favorite way to I love traveling. I love traveling for just vacations and stuff. For work, I travel a ton, but just to get away and travel and photography, I love photography. So anytime I go somewhere, I take a lot of great pictures and I post them on Facebook and stuff. So that's why I like doing that to relax. You know, that's cool. My favorite getaway is just going someplace.
Very cool. Well, when you post something that you really like on Facebook or whatever, you ought to post a link down in the off topics so we can go check them out.
Yeah, I also love going to Dodger games.
So Dodgers are your team?
I'm a season ticket holder for the Dodgers. So I go to around 15, 20 games a year.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. If we were up in Phoenix rather than Tucson, we'd probably go to the Diamondbacks games. But
right. Maybe we'll go to a Diamondback Dodger game.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. I have to look at the schedule and see when they come in town, and vice versa. I try to get up to L.A. to visit my brother every now and again, so I'd love to get together and do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I got 4 seats. No problem. Just let me know when you're going to do that.
Oh, very cool. What do people think about your passion for fake baseball?
People around me? I mean, my kids, my one son, he loves fantasy baseball. A lot of friends of mine like fantasy baseball. I'm not sure they got into these type of games online, like our game, but most of my friends really love fantasy baseball. So this is like a different way of doing it, but I like it better because, you know, we have all these fake players, but you watch them grow and you feel sometimes attached to them. And it's just, you know, kind of fun to watch the team grow. It's fun to see the stats and see the, you know, them move up and have good years. And it's kind of like real baseball.
To me, it's much more like real baseball than fantasy baseball.
Oh, I agree. That's why I like it. I mean,
favorite Valencia Stars players of all time. Give me two.
You know, the catcher, I went blank. He was one of my only Hall of Fame guys. I didn't have the website opened up right now, but
yeah, that's fine. Mauro Flores, you mentioned him before. Is he a lifetime star?
Well, I might put it out there. I might move him in the offseason. I have to look at the whole team after all the ratings change and see if I get enough players for him. It was definitely a big one because he's still 20. I think he's 27. So he had a long way to go. I think he's probably one of the top 4 or 5 pitchers in the league. So I'm thinking about it. It would have to be some kind of great deal with a lot of good potential that potential rookies could be up in the next 2 or 3 years and that they're already developed. I mean, sometimes I get potential guys try to trade me some rookies that have, you know, 23, 24, 25, and their ratings have not moved that much. So I'm looking for somebody who I feel that will make an impact, a couple of players that I might need to fill in.
All righty. So I would say you have survived the lightning round. Let me turn the microphone around, and if you have any questions you would like to ask me, that would be fine. I'll pretend like I know what I'm talking about.
You know, I think I'm good. I mean, last night you were a great help. As far as questions about the league, you know, I think everything you guys do is fantastic. It's probably one of the best-run leagues around the whole, you know, of all the leagues that are out there. I mean, Matt has a big passion for it, and, you see it. You have a passion for it. Everybody on the board and a lot of the managers have a passion for this league. And to me, in business or anything you do, if you have a passion for it, you will succeed. And you can see it. You can see it in this league coming out.
I love that about this league. When we were talking last night, I mentioned that before coming to the league, I actually spent a couple of weeks independently checking out various different leagues, and I selected this one as the one I thought was the most passionate and the most energetic, and that's a big deal. I know you started with the league way back in the 90s, way back in the 70s, I guess, league time. So
right. Yeah, I think it was the 70s. I started, I think Matt will probably know, the GBC, and that's where the Valencia Stars were born. And then a funny story a lot of guys don't know. I think Matt's written about it. But early on in the GBC, I don't think it was a text. I must have emailed Max. I mean, I emailed him, and I said, there's a new game out there I read about. It's called OTTP2. He goes, okay. So he actually went and checked it out. And, of course, that's when he really liked it. So that's when he started using the game. That was like, oh, my gosh, it's probably been about 20 years.
There you go. So, yeah, it's been the BBA has been on OTP since version 2. And you heard it here first. It originated from Lee Hunsfeld pointing Matt to the spot.
Yeah. Well, Matt, I might have suggested, but Matt took it. And back then, it was a lot harder to put leagues together, online leagues, and he took it. And he really built a great league, too.
Well, I know that you are a busy guy, and you have to take time off to your side job of being a furniture magnate. So I will close this off, and thank you for your time. Been a fantastic conversation. Hope to be able to do it again sometime.
Anytime. I'm available anytime. Thanks, Ron. I appreciate it.
The Brewster Baseball Association is an out-of-the-park baseball league commissioned by Mr. America himself, Matt Recknwald, and competed in by 28 outstanding GMs. You can check us out at MontyBrewster.net. You have been listening to The GM's Corner, a podcast where we put BBA GMs on the hot seat. Music is Cool Piano by Tigerius and is used under Creative Commons Attribution License. See you next time. Be safe. And always remember, don't trade with Louisville.